Hong Kong student arrested after launching petition over deadly fire. Hong Kong police have arrested a man who helped launch an online petition demanding government accountability for one of the city's deadliest fires. According to multiple local media outlets, university student Miles Kwan was questioned by the Hong Kong Police National Security Department and later arrested after he started an online petition calling for an independent investigation into the blaze that engulfed a public housing complex last week. The fire has killed 151 people, with the toll expected to climb. Kwan's petition laid out four demands: secure housing for survivors, establish an independent inquiry, review construction safety oversight, and hold government officials accountable for regulatory failures. The petition gained momentum quickly, collecting more than 10,000 signatures before authorities shut it down. Photographs of Kwan handing out leaflets featuring a QR code linking to the petition were published by local media outlet Hong Kong Free Press. Speaking to AFP on November 28, Kwan described his demands as very basic. "If these ideas are deemed seditious or crossing the line, then I feel I can't predict the consequences of anything anymore," he said. "I can only do what I truly believe." On November 29, the pro-Beijing Hong Kong Ta Kung Wen Wei Media Group reported that Kwan had been arrested for online incitement. He was seen leaving Cheung Sha Wan Division Police Station on December 1, Hong Kong Free Press reported, citing the AFP news agency. On December 1, local media reported that Kenneth Cheung, an ex-district councillor, was arrested at his home, along with an unidentified volunteer, by the Hong Kong Police National Security Department. The Epoch Times contacted the Hong Kong Police Department to confirm the arrest and any charges filed, but did not receive a response. Local media reports appear to indicate that the charges against these individuals were brought under Hong Kong's national security law, which was imposed by Beijing in 2020 without going through the city's legislature. The UK has previously expressed concern about the new law, which has broad provisions and could negatively impact human rights, including freedom of expression, in its former colony. Beijing warns protesters. China's National Security Office in Hong Kong issued a sharp warning on November 29, vowing to take a hard stance against anyone who used the disaster to create unrest. It warned individuals not to use the fire to plunge Hong Kong back into the chaos of 2019, when pro-democracy protesters challenged the Chinese Communist Party's regime, leading to a political crisis. "We sternly warn the anti-China disruptors who attempt to disrupt Hong Kong through disaster. No matter what methods you use, you will certainly be held accountable and strictly punished," authorities said. Deadly fire prompts anger, questions. The blaze, which began on November 26, tore through the Wong Fuk Court housing complex in Tai Po District and burned for more than 43 hours. The buildings, four decades old and wrapped in bamboo scaffolding and green protective netting for renovation, left residents trapped inside. Many windows had been sealed with foam boards to block noise and dust, making it difficult to detect the smoke outside. Authorities say the fire likely started on the exterior scaffolding. Police have arrested three men on suspicion of manslaughter. The three men were briefly released on bail before Hong Kong's anti-corruption authorities rearrested them along with eight other suspects, including renovation project managers for the apartment complex, directors of an engineering consulting firm, and scaffolding subcontractors. Anna, a 69-year-old survivor, said to Deutsche Welle, "This wasn't a natural disaster, it was man-made. I have no evidence, of course, but I was there throughout the entire renovation. How could a natural disaster just ignite by itself? I've gone from grief to anger." City mourns amid political tensions. Across Hong Kong, thousands of residents have visited makeshift memorials to pay their respects. Community centers have been filled with flowers, condolence books, and people quietly wiping away tears. Public grief is deep, while frustration is also simmering. Many mourners said they were devastated by the scale of the tragedy but hesitant to comment on the political fallout. As Hong Kong struggles with the enormous human toll of the disaster, the arrest of a petition organizer has shifted the crisis into a new phase, one in which public mourning is increasingly entangled with fears about the boundaries of lawful expression under the national security law in the era after the 2019-2020 pro-democracy mass protests. Fong Xiao and Jacob Berg contributed to this report.